Welcome back to First Take. We have breaking news. O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family. He was 76 years old. A quote says, "On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren during this time of transition. His family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace." That is a statement from his family. All right, we got Joe Fortenbaugh, Harry Douglas and Kimberly Martin here to talk a little bit more about this. And I got you guys' reaction in the last segment, but I do want to go around the horn again and just kind of ask you guys, as you hear this news, what is your reaction, Joe?
For starters, a man with an extremely complicated legacy. There's one hand where, I mean, you go through everything he did on the football field, in the sports world, what that meant, the impact. It's far more than just a running back putting up big numbers, right? But that's only half the story. It's the first half. And then we all know about everything that happened afterwards. The lives that were lost, the families that were affected, the families that were torn apart. And it's hard because on one hand, you're going to sit here today and you're going to say to yourself, you feel for those, the loved ones around OJ. But then at the same time, you can't help but think of the families who were absolutely destroyed by his actions. And he was acquitted, but I think we all have a feeling as to how that may have actually played out. And it's an extraordinarily complicated legacy, and it's difficult because it's so troubling. As a human being, what was done in the latter stages of his life to make amends for anything,
right,
to help the community in any way, to do anything for anyone other than himself? Mm-hmm. So to sit here today, you want to feel sad because a life has been lost, and you have individuals who are going through the grieving process. But on the other side, you can't help but think, the world isn't necessarily going to miss him, considering how much damage he left in his wake over his time here.
Yeah,
that's the only phrase that comes to mind, tarnished legacy, because we are a sports debate show right now. And I'm watching these highlights of OJ, and you want to acknowledge the Hall of Fame career, but you feel like that's not
the first thing that comes to mind.
And that is why it's so hard in real time as we all hear this news on live television and we are asked to put it into context. One of the greatest running backs we have ever seen, a Hall of Famer, a guy that went from a star athlete to media icon from the standpoint of the marketability and all that.
Yeah.
When I think of OJ, I remember watching the Knicks game, Knicks Rockets, game 5. Like, that's what I remember. Mm-hmm. But everything after that, it is just a very complicated, tarnished legacy.
Yeah, it's super tough. I want to cut you guys off because we do have Adam Schefter here to give his reaction to the breaking news of OJ Simpson's passing. Adam, are you there? All right, looks like we don't have Shefty. HD, your thoughts.
Yeah, for me.
You got me?
There he is.
There goes Adam.
All right, we can hear you, Adam.
Sorry about that.
No worries. What is your reaction to this news?
Well, it's what a life. It's hard to imagine right now. 76, cancer. Family obviously is respecting privacy. From a football standpoint, we all know the trial of the century, the scene that unfolded during the NBA Finals when the Knicks and Rockets were playing is a night that, if you're old enough to remember, it was one of the nights you remember exactly where you were when all of this unfolded. It was an incredible time. You know, from a football standpoint, before we even get to that, though, he was an incredible running back. You know, won the Heisman Trophy at USC in 1968. He established the then NCAA single-season rushing record. He went to Buffalo, where he won the NFL Most Valuable Player Award. Think about, in today's day and age, what that would be like for a running back to win MVP when he became the first player ever to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. He did it, you know, in 14 games. You know, now there's 17. O.J. Simpson ran for over 2,000 yards at the time when it was 14 games. From a running back standpoint, he was as popular and as much of a commercial success as anybody around. As popular, went on to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, worked as a commentator for Monday Night Football. I mean, it's incredible. Acting in the Naked Gun movies. Just an unbelievable career. And then, obviously, everything goes sideways with the events in 1994, the trial that followed. He gets acquitted. And from then on, his life was tracked and changed and way different than anybody ever would have thought when he came out with the stardom that he did. So, 76, crazy life.
Yeah, for sure. We have Damian Woody here. Your reaction, we haven't heard from you yet about O.J. Simpson passing.
Yeah, just echoing what everyone at the table has talked about is, you know, you think about complicated legacy, right? You know, obviously it's two-part. You heard everyone talk about the athletic prowess of O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest.
Thank you. Take care.
One of the greatest running backs that the league has ever seen. Obviously, we could talk about the highlights ad nauseum, and then he transitions to media. And the thing about O.J. Simpson was he was bigger than a sports figure.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally a cultural icon during a good stretch of time. And then obviously, you know, with the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, ultimately being found acquitted of that in the criminal justice system, but obviously being found guilty in the civil court. You feel for that family, both everyone involved, both Nicole Brown Simpson's family, Ron Goldman family, obviously, and then ultimately O.J. Simpson's family with his passing. So, again, very complicated legacy. It's something that I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking about, not only today, but just moving forward.
Yeah. I won't.
Complicated and confusing.
Speak for myself. I won't speak for anyone else. How difficult is this as we're trying to talk about him as a football player when we're not thinking about him as a football player?
Right.
I don't think of him as a football player.
Right.
You would want to remember him as a football player, but it feels like we're all sitting here. We got this news. We're trying to figure out how to do live TV. We're trying to be compassionate. We're trying to talk about the idea of what his legacy is. And we're really all thinking about the same thing. Are we not? That's me right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so uncomfortable about this, because he's not going to be remembered for what he did on the field.
Think about the obituaries. It's O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest running backs, who's most known for. And it has nothing to do with football.
Like when I think about this, you know, during that time, the trial, how polarized the country was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the
yeah.
thing that really stands out to me. And, you know, again, ultimately, I just feel for all the parties, you know, that are involved in this. You know, whether you're talking about the Nicole Brown Simpson,
right.
Ron Goldman, and then obviously O.J. with his passing.
Well, that's why I mentioned, like, you're going to have people that are sad today, but you're also going to have people that aren't going to blink an eye one bit when it comes to this news. And those are the two things that you're dealing with when it comes to O.J. Simpson and the legacy that we know him as today.
Yeah, for sure. And as Kimberly mentioned, a lot of us didn't get to watch him play football as well. We have more on O.J. Simpson. Stephen A. will be joining us a little bit later with his thoughts on his passing.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Welcome back to First Take. Breaking news this morning, O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family. He was 76 years old. A statement from them says, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you would please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. All right, we welcome in now Stephen A. Smith to get his thoughts on the passing of O.J. Simpson. Stephen A., your reaction when you heard this news?
Obviously, like most folks in the world, mixed emotions. On one hand, your heart goes out to his family. They're certainly not the ones who were accused of and indicted on double murder charges and ultimately acquitted, but nevertheless not believed by most people to be innocent. That's not on them. That was on him. So your heart goes out to his family because obviously they loved him very, very much. But in the same breath, you look at it from the sports standpoint, he was one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in history. A Heisman Trophy winner and a star running back at USC, winning in the NFL, primarily with the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, rushed over 2,000 yards in the season. He did a lot of great things throughout his illustrious career, and we all knew that, but it will forever be tainted by the charge of double murder from the 1994 killing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And so, because of how that trial unfolded, because of what we witnessed in terms of watching it on television, hearing the evidence, understanding that it was the greatness of Johnny Cochran in all likelihood that got him off, as opposed to his outright innocence, in the eyes of a lot of people, he was considered the persona non grata. And, as, you know, he spent time in jail thereafter. All of that stuff, what most people believe to be was trumped up charges just to get him, because they couldn't get him on a double murder charge, so they got him on something else later on the line. But sympathy was not a word that came in his direction by most, because most folks in the world believe that he's guilty of getting away with murder. And that's just how it goes.
I do want to ask you, Stephen A., because we've talked about how he is a very controversial figure. He was a very controversial figure. How do you balance the fact that he was who he was, obviously on the football field, and then, of course, also the controversial legacy that he leaves behind as well?
There's no balance to it. You can remember and you can engage in recall by bringing up his athletic prowess and his tremendous career as a football player. But it all pales in comparison to him being perceived as a double murderer. When you see Ron Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, and the way that he went after O.J. Simpson for years, when you see how heartbroken the Goldman family was, when you see the footages of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman and how graphic that stuff was. Remember, you know, court TV really wasn't in existence back then. Legal analysts weren't being hired by networks back then. You know, you didn't see stuff on trials on television back then. This was the birth of all of that. So in terms of its impact on a television generation, there's no question it's profound in that regard. But most would say for all the wrong reasons, because it came at the expense of two lives lost who are believed to have had their lives taken by this individual. There's no balance when it comes to that. When you think about O.J. Simpson, you may remember that he's a football player, but what you remember most is the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, and you think obviously of him. There's no way around that.
Yeah, for sure. So when you think ultimately of O.J.'s legacy, what is your, I mean, we've talked about it obviously, but what is your ultimate takeaway?
Well, you know, God will deal with him. I mean, if he's truly is guilty, then that's for the Lord to deal with. I mean, none of us definitively know. You know, my heart goes out to his family. Like I said, they're completely innocent in all of this. They didn't do anything wrong. But it's widely believed that you know, he committed the murder. I think about Johnny Cochran and how Johnny Cochran, ultimately, his firm went national and he became a household name as a result of the OJ trial. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Nobody will forget that line by the late, great Johnny Cochran, God rest his soul. We're also not going to forget how bad Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden was as prosecutors, because that's a test. Yes, that's a test case in what not to do. As a prosecutor, you got a glove with blood on it that obviously shrunk over a period of time, and you tell a man to try on the glove or what have you. That's not going to work. Everybody remembers that. But in the end, speaking directly about O.J. Simpson, again, this is what it comes down to. Most people believe that he committed those murders. I know that if I was on the jury, he would have been under the damn jail. I know that much. I believe he was guilty, but I don't know. I'm talking about based on the evidence that was placed before us during the trial, overseen by Judge Lance Ito. This is what we saw on national television, and by most accounts, you found yourself believing he was guilty as hell. And in the end, that's what this comes down to. Again, you don't want to say that, devoid of a heightened level of sensitivity on this particular day towards his family, who is innocent of all of that stuff. They have nothing to do with it. They can't control his actions. But based on his actions that we all witnessed on trial over national television for months upon months at a time, by and large, the belief is he's guilty. So you're not going to hear nor see an abundance of people feeling a lot of sympathy for him today. You know, the Lord will deal with him.
Yeah, for sure. As you mentioned, very complicated. His family obviously dealing with a lot today as well. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. Stephen A., thank you. We'll keep you updated the rest of the show with more.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news this morning here on First Take. O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family. He was 26 years old. A statement from them says, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Back in the studio here with Joe Fortenbaugh, Kimberly Martin, Damian Woody, and Harry Douglas. We just heard from Stephen A. not too long ago. Obviously, he said a lot of things. Joe, your reaction to Stephen A.'s thoughts?
Compassion for the family members, first and foremost. I think there are a lot of people that are going through a tough time today, so who would want to lead with anything other than that, first and foremost? No one wants to see anyone sad. No one wants to see anyone grieving. Ultimately, we're all striving for some form of happiness or joy in our lives, and there are a lot of people who have had that taken from them today. So I think that's where you start with all of it, is just compassion. When you sort through his legacy, we've discussed it, it's complicated, it's layered. There are contributions he made to the sports world, this ultimately being a sports show, that will be discussed. There are elements to his life that you would ask yourself, all of us are tasked, I believe, with trying to leave Earth better than we found it, right? Like, ultimately, if you're going to step into a job, if you're going to try to raise children, anything you're going to do, can you make that situation better than when you found it? Can we say that about him? And I think a lot of people would argue that he did not. And that's what makes it so challenging at a time like this, because death isn't a cause for joy on any occasion, but it is a man with a past that left quite a bit of destruction in his wake. And there are other people to think about that were affected in a way that we will never truly understand.
Right. When we just showed the graphic of the on-field accomplishments, that is incredible. What he was able to do on the football field and how he was able to transcend the game and also what it meant to be an athlete. And yet still, that screen does not tell the full story of O.J. Simpson. We are watching footage from the court, like the trial. Like, when I think about if Twitter was around during the Bronco chase, when a lot of us, if you're from New York City and you're watching the Knicks as I was, you're watching the Knicks-Rockets game 5 of the NBA Finals, when they cut away from the game to show us a Bronco, life changed. Like, the news changed. Like, I think about if Twitter was around for that, if Twitter was around for the trial itself, I think about O.J. Simpson, O.J. Made in America, that documentary, I believe the 5-part documentary, truly fantastic for those of you unfamiliar. I think about in that documentary how people that knew O.J. would talk about how he transcended race. Like, O.J. didn't look at him as like, I'm O.J. Like, it's not about me just being black. Like, I am this dude. And for that guy to be embroiled in a trial that literally, to your point earlier, Damian, rocked like our foundation as a society when it came to the racial divide. I remember my high school, I think I was a freshman in high school when that trial happened. We were in shambles, just the racial divide in our tiny little school. So I can't even imagine there are people out there that don't even, this is just old footage to them. There are people who literally don't remember how this gripped America.
But I think also, though, when it comes to O.J., and we talk about how phenomenal he was on the football field, being a media mogul, being an actor, playing in movies, there's also people out there that, even to this day, that still viewed O.J. as a hero to them.
Yes.
And we all know, like, sometimes when we have that one person that we've looked up to our entire life, no matter what may go on in their life, we still view them that way. Right, because you're such in disbelief and you love that figure to the heart, to the core, that in your eyes, you're going to your grave with it. You're saying to yourself, no, O.J. was my hero. There are people out there that still view O.J. as a hero right now still, even with all the stuff that went on off the football field. But that's the way they view O.J. from when his playing days, when they see him on the screen. And
based on your own history.
Exactly.
How you experience life, yeah.
Yeah, I you know, again, to echo what you know, everyone at the table, including Stephen A., talked about, it was definitely a complicated life that O.J. lived. And I go back to, for me, there are seminal moments in your life that you remember exactly what you were doing, where you were, what was going on and everything. And I brought up, you know, one was like Challenger, you know, for people old enough to remember the Challenger, you know, taking all, you know, and exploding. I was in school. Everyone was in school watching that moment. You know, whether we talk about like 9/11, but O.J. and Stephen A. brought this up. Like, the O.J. trial was like the first trial
captivated
the nation. Mm-hmm. That was literally broadcast, and people were just watching, and you could just see the divide that took place in our country at that time, and ultimately. When the verdict came down, again, I was in high school and I remember being in class and watching that whole thing unfold and the gasp in the classroom when all of that went down.
For two different reasons.
Right? Yes, yeah. for a variety of reasons. To me, that is the legacy of O.J. Simpson, you know, just how polarizing he was to a nation.
I think also, let me say this, because we talk about the families, right, all involved. Do y'all know how tough it probably has been on the kids? Like, the kids, when I think about the family, yes, you want to include other people as well, but you think about the kids, though, and what they've had to deal with their entire lives when it came to their father, but also their mother that's no longer here, and father that's no longer here now.
Yeah, for sure. I also think about his cultural impact even beyond that moment, because Kimberly, when you were talking, I was thinking about a Jay-Z rap lyric that says, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Like, even the fact that he was able to impact even beyond that verdict, beyond the 90s, and still make a cultural impact as his life went on and that legacy that he's leaving, I just find it very interesting because, as you mentioned, we do not know him as much as a football player, but he has a ton of accolades on the football field that a lot of us did not get to watch him play. All right, we'll keep First Take rolling. More on OJ Simpson, who has died at the age of 76.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Welcome back to First Take. Breaking news this morning, O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family. He was 76 years old. A statement from them says, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you would please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. All right, we welcome in now Stephen A. Smith to get his thoughts on the passing of O.J. Simpson. Stephen A., your reaction when you heard this news?
Obviously, like most folks in the world, mixed emotions. On one hand, your heart goes out to his family. They're certainly not the ones who were accused of and indicted on double murder charges and ultimately acquitted, but nevertheless not believed by most people to be innocent. That's not on them. That was on him. So your heart goes out to his family because obviously they loved him very, very much. But in the same breath, you look at it from the sports standpoint, he was one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in history. A Heisman Trophy winner, a star running back at USC, went into the NFL primarily with the Buffalo Bills and, you know, rushed over 2,000 yards in the season. He did a lot of great things throughout his illustrious career, and we all knew that. But it will forever be tainted by the charge of double murder from the 1994 killing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And so, because of how that trial unfolded, because of what we witnessed in terms of watching it on television, hearing the evidence, understanding that it was the greatness of Johnny Cochran in all likelihood that got him off as opposed to his outright innocence, in the eyes of a lot of people, he was considered the persona non grata. And, as, you know, he spent time in jail thereafter. All of that stuff, what most people believe to be was trumped up charges just to get him because they couldn't get him on a double murder charge, so they got him on something else later on the line. But sympathy was not a word that came in his direction by most, because most folks in the world believe that he's guilty of getting away with murder, and that's just how it goes.
I do want to ask you, Stephen A., because we've talked about how he is a very controversial figure. He was a very controversial figure. How do you balance the fact that he was who he was, obviously, on the football field, and then, of course, also the controversial legacy that he leaves behind as well?
There's no balance to it. You can remember and you can engage in recall by bringing up his athletic prowess and his tremendous career as a football player. But it all pales in comparison to him being perceived as a double murderer. When you see Ron Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, and the way that he went after O.J. Simpson for years, when you see how heartbroken the Goldman family was, when you see the footages of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman and how graphic that stuff was. Remember, you know, court TV really wasn't in existence back then. Legal analysts weren't being hired by networks back then. You know, you didn't see stuff on trials on television back then.
This was the birth of all of that. So in terms of its impact on a television generation, there's no question it's profound in that regard. But most would say for all the wrong reasons, because it came at the expense of two lives lost who are believed to have had their lives taken by this individual. There's no balance when it comes to that. When you think about O.J. Simpson, you may remember that he's a football player, but what you remember most is the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, and you think obviously of him. There's no way around that.
Yeah, for sure. So when you think ultimately of O.J.'s legacy, what is your, I mean, we've talked about it obviously, but what is your ultimate takeaway?
Well, God will deal with him. I mean, if he's truly is guilty, then that's for the Lord to deal with. I mean, none of us definitively know. My heart goes out to his family. Like I said, they're completely innocent in all of this. They didn't do anything wrong. But it's widely believed that, you know, he committed the murder. I think about Johnny Cochran and how Johnny Cochran, ultimately, his firm went national and he became a household name as a result of the O.J. trial. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Nobody will forget that line by the late, great Johnny Cochran, God rest his soul. We're also not going to forget how bad Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden was as prosecutors, because that's a test. Yes, that's a test case in what not to do. As a prosecutor, you got a glove with blood on it that obviously shrunk over a period of time, and you tell the man to try on the glove or what have you. That's not going to work. Everybody remembers that. But in the end, speaking directly about O.J. Simpson, again, this is what it comes down to. Most people believe that he committed those murders. I know that if I was on the jury, he would have been under the damn jail. I know that much. I believe he was guilty, but I don't know. I'm talking about based on the evidence that was placed before us during the trial, overseen by Judge Lance Ito. This is what we saw on national television, and by most accounts, you found yourself believing he was guilty as hell. And in the end, that's what this comes down to. Again, you don't want to say that, devoid of a heightened level of sensitivity on this particular day towards his family, who is innocent of all of that stuff. They have nothing to do with it. They can't control his actions. But based on his actions that we all witnessed on trial over national television for months upon months at a time, by and large, the belief is he's guilty. So you're not going to hear nor see an abundance of people feeling a lot of sympathy for him today. You know, the Lord will deal with him.
Yeah, for sure. As you mentioned, very complicated. His family obviously dealing with a lot today as well. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. Stephen A., thank you. We'll keep you updated the rest of the show with more.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day.
Breaking news this morning on First Take. O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family. He was 76 years old. A statement from them says, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. That statement came from his family today. We welcome in Jeremy Schapp to talk a little bit more about this. Jeremy, how did you react when you heard the news of OJ's passing?
You know, I was thinking about having covered the initial murder investigation 30 years ago, having been around O.J. Simpson, working at some of the same places with him before 1994. And I was thinking about, the trial in 1995 and thinking about Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, whose deaths he was found liable for. He was acquitted in that criminal trial, but he was found liable for their deaths. And, what else can you think about except brutal, terrible, horrible deaths they suffered? How O.J., that shock, I keep coming back to that shock in 1994, in June 1994, when O.J. Simpson had been this presence in our lives, in American public life for so long, so ubiquitous, the guy who sold everything for all the big companies, and now he was at the heart of these terrible crimes, at the center of this story, and what that was like in the moment covering it, and what it meant for the country, especially over the course of the next year and a half as the legal process played out.
You mentioned the fact that you covered his trial 30 years ago, but also the fact that he was such a huge figure in sports before that time. What do you remember about O.J. Overall when it comes to the legacy that he's now leaving behind?
Look, there's only one thing that people will remember. The football is irrelevant. He was famous because of football. He became a part of our lives because of football. He remained a presence in our lives before 1994 because of the celebrity that had accrued to him, because he was such a great football player, the Heisman Trophy winner in 1968, I think the first NFL running back to run for 2,000 yards in a season, all of that. But those murders are the biggest part of his legacy. And the trial itself, which was about more than O.J., and which had as its context a history that was specific to Los Angeles and police community relations there and its treatment of the African American community. And there was his acquittal. Again, he didn't go to jail for murdering Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, but he was found liable in a court for their deaths. And anybody who looks seriously at the evidence, is going to come away probably with the conclusion that O.J. Simpson committed these brutal, horrible murders. That's what I'm going to think about.
So it's very tough, too, because we've been talking about how it's controversial and it's very hard to think about him in all these different layers. But when you think about how to balance him as the football player he was, as the cultural icon he was, the guy that ultimately got acquitted, and then now him passing away, obviously his family having to deal with this loss, a lot of people that were fans of him having to deal with this loss, and then, of course, the other people on the other side, Nicole Brown Simpson's family, et cetera. How do you balance how you look at what you ultimately think about O.J. Simpson's legacy?
Look, I don't think there is any balance, right, with O.J. There are a lot of great football players. He was a great football player. I think about going to Jim Brown's house a few days after the murders took place, were perpetrated, and I went there. I was working for ESPN as a producer, and I was covering the murder investigation and the aftermath of the murders. And I got to LA the day of the chase. I had been out in Chicago when OJ really kind of emerged as a suspect. That wasn't, what people initially thought in the first few hours. And then he emerged as a suspect, and an investigation commenced, and the authorities from LA went out to Chicago, where he had flown that night, to interview witnesses, to accumulate evidence. And I remember standing in a field outside the O'Hare Plaza Hotel in June 1994, and there are police and forensic experts all around, and they're looking for a murder weapon, looking for a knife in this field in Chicago. And I remember thinking to myself, this, we're talking about O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson accused of these brutal murders. O.J. Simpson was the guy everybody loved, And then I remember, you know, as I said, a few days later, going to Jim Brown's house with the reporter Andrea Kramer, the great ESPN reporter, and we wanted to interview Jim about O.J. Simpson, and they did not get along. They had very different perspectives on a lot of things, and Jim Brown, you know, had his issues as well. He was no angel, but he was committed to his community, and he sits down and he points at the camera before we've even started the interview, and he says, "Is that thing rolling?" And I said, "Yeah, we're rolling, Jim." He said, and he turns, he looks straight in the camera, and he said, "O.J., for once in your life, be a man and admit what you did." And I just remember like, whoa, you know, there's a lot there, right? There's a lot there to unpack with Jim Brown and that relationship. And I think about, you know, what we thought we knew about O.J. Simpson and who he really was and the difference between those things.
Yep, it's certainly a very tough day for a lot of people. All right, let's get our final thoughts here, Joe.
When people look back on their time with you, they'll think about how you made them feel, and you'll hope you left a positive impression. You hope they'll remember you fondly. I don't think we can say the same for him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what stuck with me right now.
I think you will view OJ through the prism of your experience, your age, and let's be clear, your race. There are people mad that we're even talking about OJ, and there are people mad that we're even bringing up the trial regarding OJ. And that is OJ's legacy.
I just think of how polarizing that case was with O.J. Simpson and where the country was during that time. I think, you know, we could talk about the athletic stuff and you know, how he was a cultural icon. But when we talk about O.J. Simpson, that's always going to be the center of the conversation. Yeah.
I think when it comes to O.J., I think what comes to just about all of our minds is we go back to that murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how most people are going to remember him.
Famous for football, infamous, though, because of the trial.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we'll keep you abreast with everything going on with O.J. Simpson and his family on our family of networks. That's it for us here on First Take. Again, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.